The Chinese capital of Beijing is considering strengthening its ban on smoking. Every year, around 1 million people in China die of tobacco-related illnesses. That number is set to triple by 2050 if more isn't done to stop people from smoking. China correspondent Wei Fen Tay reports from Beijing.
The staff at this bar in Beijing are used to customers lighting up. Its owner, whom we'll call Mr. Wang, says he tried enforcing a smoking ban 3 years ago, but it proved bad for business, so he gave up after just 1 week.
And the first 1 week, the business is going down like 30%.
But next year, business owners like Mr. Wang may be forced to pay a fine if they do not enforce the law. The Beijing government is considering implementing a comprehensive ban on smoking indoors. This means smoking along corridors and inside elevators will also be illegal. Mr. Wang is already thinking of alternatives to ensure his business doesn't suffer.
We can do a space like a private room, customer.
Smoking section in a non-smoking section.
Yeah, something like that.
If successful, the government may extend the new rules to apply to all of China's 300 million smokers. China is the world's largest consumer and producer of tobacco, and lung cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst the nation's men. Angela Pratt leads the World Health Organization's tobacco-free initiative in China, and she says the government has been forced to act because of the huge toll smoking-related illnesses are having on the country's healthcare system.
Being outside in Beijing on even the most heavily polluted day is probably not going to be as bad for you as being inside a room full of smokers. And it's especially unlikely to be as bad for you as smoking a cigarette yourself.
Dr. Pratt was the chief of staff to Australia's former health minister, Nicola Roxon, and oversaw the implementation of the pioneering tobacco plain packaging laws. But she says similar laws are unlikely to be implemented in China anytime soon. That's largely because of a conflict of interest where the government body responsible for tobacco control also oversees the country's largest maker of tobacco products. The WHO's Angela Pratt says Chinese lawmakers are more likely to make changes to tobacco advertising laws, which could take effect within 12 months.
For example, at the moment it is illegal to advertise advertise tobacco on television, radio and magazines. But one of the problems with the existing law is that that's not well enforced. So that is something that we would like to see changed.
Changing the way people think about smoking won't be easy. Back at the bar, Mr. Wang tells me he's worried that a smoking crackdown may affect his business, but admits he still gives cigarettes as a present to his father, even though he knows that it affects his health. This is Hui Fen Tay in Beijing for The World Today.